Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Rhinelander Mayor Chris Fredrickson told WXPR this morning he has ordered the shutdown of Well 8, one of the wells on the city's west side being monitored for chemical contamination. Fredrickson says recent testing on Well 8 showed a rise in the chemical PFHXS, part of the PFAS group. Prior to the most recent test, Well 8 had readings of 90 parts per trillion. Fredrickson said the most recent test came in slightly higher than that amount, so he ordered the well shut down Friday morning. Rhinelander is one of the state communities that has been found to have the chemicals in its water supply. The PFAS family of chemicals has been linked to some human health concerns. PFHXS is the same chemical in roughly the same concentration that led the Oneida County Health Department to declare a nearby artesian well do not drink in August. We have a link to a recent story done for WXPR's The Stream, produced by Ben Meyer at WXPR.org. The Lakeland Times is reporting an ongoing investigation into questions about a conflict of interest involving the chair of the Oneida Vilas Transit Commission, Irv Teichmiller of Vilas County. The report says the chairs of the Oneida and Vilas County boards, David Hintz and Ron DeBruin, asked Teichmiller to cooperate with investigators from both counties' law enforcement teams. The paper has questioned whether properties Teichmiller is involved with are collecting rent from the Transit Commission at 1831 North Stephen Street, the commission headquarters. The paper reports investigators have yet to speak with Teichmiller after several requests to do so. Oneida and Vilas counties jointly operate the Transit Commission, which provides bus rides across the region. And the state report card for all school districts shows Northland Pines and Eagle River with an overall score of 75.7, which exceeds expectations and is the same score as last year. Pines has exceeded expectations since the start of the state report cards in 2012 and 13. The score increased this year, but student achievement, growth, and post-secondary readiness showed a decline. Graduation and attendance is slightly above state average, and third-grade English language arts is slightly above, with eighth-grade math showing below the state average. Administrator Scott Foster felt some of the difficulty in taking the test as fatigue experienced by students having to take a five-hour test. And a private donor has made sure no student misses lunch in the Oconto Unified School District. Superintendent Emily Miller says an anonymous donor recently cut the district a $1,000 check to cover the past due lunch bill for everybody. That means nobody owes anything and no student will be turned away from the lunch line. Miller says nearly every Wisconsin district has families who can't pay for the lunch, and she says the donation means they won't have to worry about their children's lunch bill in the short term. And fair warning from Milwaukee police, if you speed through a red light, run through a traffic stop, drive drunk or high, or hurt someone, you could lose your car. Police Chief Alfonso Morales says his department will ask prosecutors to seize the vehicles of reckless drivers. The key will be to get those prosecutors to file state charges instead of local charges. Reckless driving has been getting citywide attention throughout the year. Lives have been lost in fatal hit-and-run accidents and during police chases in recent weeks. The weather forecast for this afternoon, sunny, high 31. Tonight, clear, low 20. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 36. Saturday night, cloudy, low 24. Sunday, cloudy, high 37. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.